How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
All right, good evening and welcome aboard. Welcome in. It's the 5 o'clock whistle. It's all part of Calling All Sports here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. I'm Artie Terrell. Welcome aboard on a very busy Wednesday, the 7th day of December 2022, and Dominic Jimenez, our crack producer, in tow as well, as we take you up to the top of the very next hour as we get it going in the world of sports at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the telephone number that gets you on the show. Lots to get to. We'll take a look at a big sports menu tonight on the tube, and streaming-wise, we look forward to that. The baseball winter meetings are drawing a close in San Diego. Of course, the big headline today, Aaron Judge. You just heard it, top of the hour news update. Listen, the San Francisco Giants were just being used as a pawn. They were not going to get him. Granted, he's a California guy, but Judge wasn't going anywhere. The Yankees were not going to have to be in a position of moving on without Aaron Judge. 9 years, $360 million. The cuckoo money, the crazy money, the funny money continues in professional sports and entertainment. That's just the way it is. So Wilson Contreras leaves the Chicago Cubs. You know, it's one thing to leave the Cubs, but when you rub it in their face and you go to the rival St. Louis Cardinals, 6 years at $87.5 million, as the heir apparent to Yadier Molina as the catcher. 30 years old, Contreras, you know, decent player, worth $89 million or $88 million, not to my way of thinking, but he's a solid performer. He's got a little bit of a bat. Not a lot of – doesn't hit for average, 250, 260. He's just not a huge, huge offensive cog, but he's pretty good at handling a pitching staff. So we look forward to that. Von Miller out for the year. We're going to take a look at the playoff picture, but we're going to go to the mouth of Motown. Robert Margis is going to join us. How about the Detroit Lions, favored on Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings? And with five games left, I'll give you a scenario where Detroit may make the postseason. So we're going to go live to Detroit here. And we'll sprinkle in a phone call or two. You can also follow on Instagram at SportsYakker, Y-A-K-K-E-R 127. And you can also follow us on Facebook as well. So we get it going here. Again, crack producer Dominic Jimenez, the whole crew, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. We kick it off. We go to Motown here on Sports Byline. Keep it right here.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones. Like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Here, Sports Byline Broadcast Network, American Forces Radio Network, Sirius XM radio along the way. You can get us on Sirius XM in the overnight part of Sports Overnight America. And that's Sirius 217 XM 203 Digital 967. This portion of the show brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, quality service and integrity. They cover seven states here in the great Midwest: Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, and Nebraska and Arkansas. Randy Byrne, former Iowa State Cyclone defensive end, and his fine company, Vanguard Utility Partners. When you see all this growing infrastructure in America, they have to excavate, and when they do, they need Randy Byrne and his great company, I mean a very, very high-quality company, to make sure that the existing infrastructure with public utilities are not compromised. That is Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne. B-E-R-N. Let's go to the Motor City and our good friend, Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob Margis is in Motown, and he joins us on the program. I think we got him. We got you locked and loaded, Doc.
Mate. Oh, my God. I've been waiting for this day.
Well, you're too kind, Doc. How are you?
I couldn't be better, man. I am so glad that you're back on the radio. There's been a lot of boring sports information over the last several years without you on here, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Doc. The check's in the mail. Just hold it for a while, okay? Hey, Dr. Bob, what is going on? You're an Iowa guy, but can you, and you're also in Detroit, and you have a home there, but I am stunned. The Detroit Lions are home Sunday. I know you're going to be there. I know you're going to be at Ford Field when they take on the Vikings. They're favored, Dr. Bob, on Sunday. And if they go 3-2 or 4-1 down the stretch, the Detroit Lions are going to be in the postseason. How about that? Give me a quick take.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know what? I've not been a Lions fan until I moved here to Detroit. And, you know, my good friend Chuck Long was the 13th pick in the 1986 draft.
And yes, he was.
The Lions haven't done anything. But you know what? There's such a buzz around here. The games are almost sold out, but the fans are very supportive, even though they haven't made any progress over the last several years. But listen, living in Detroit with the Pistons or Red Wings, the Tigers and the Lions, you can catch everything. It's great.
You know, it's a great sports town, but it's really been dominated by Michigan and Michigan State. The professional sports teams, I mean, the Wings were terrible. The Pistons have been doormats. The Lions are doormats. I mean, they really haven't had much to hang their hat on. The Tigers have been horrible. I mean, that's been like Loserville, for crying out loud.
It has, and you know what? I had season tickets for 5 years. The last 5 years, I had season tickets for the Red Wings. The last 5 years, they haven't made the Stanley Cup. The previous 25, they made the Stanley Cup playoffs every year for 25 straight years. So, you know, I decided to give up my tickets this year. What's happening? The Red Wings are winning, man. The Red Wings are actually winning.
Now, with your highfalutin, your little hizzo in downtown Detroit, when you look out your window, I saw a picture. Is that the Detroit Tigers neon logo that I see from the old Tiger Stadium out your window?
Absolutely. It's Comerica Park, the Comerica Park Tigers Stadium neon. I can see it from my fourth-level town home here in downtown Detroit, a wonderful city. A lot of people don't like Detroit or they give Detroit a bad rap, but Detroit's a wonderful city. Love it here.
You know, another doctor friend of mine, Dr. Newkirk, he's been up there several times looking at the high schools, Mumford, what are some of the other ones? Cooley. And then how about Maine Central, to get away from sports? How about Maine Central, what the Ford Motor Company's doing? They used to call it Grand Central, did they not? A train station?
Yeah. Marty, it's unbelievable what Ford is doing down here at the old train station in Corktown. Just maybe a half a mile from the old Tiger Stadium, actually in Corktown, one of the oldest neighborhoods in America. And Ford is putting in, I think, close to $500 million to rehab this building. It's crazy what's happening here in Detroit.
So what? It's the train station, or do people? I mean, obviously people work there, but so what is it? Just a hub for public transportation? I don't understand. Yeah. I know the building and the architecture is mind-boggling. Give me the lowdown. Give me the skinny.
It used to be the Michigan train station, and trains would come and get their cargo and stuff in the back, and then it would take off. Well, this I don't know, maybe 25-story building was dormant since 1986. And there was nothing. All the windows were burned out. All the graffiti was on there. But the substructure was great. So Ford comes in and buys it and is now making that their headquarters, which is unusual because Ford is moving thousands and thousands of jobs down to Tennessee because of their electric vehicles. They're going to have their biggest hub is going to be in Tennessee now. The main headquarters is here, but Kentucky gave them such a great tax break that they've taken all their electric vehicles to Tennessee. Very disappointing.
Talking to my good friend, Dr. Bob Marges. Doc, you've been a friend of my programs for 27 years. I did the math this afternoon. 27 years. Can you believe that, Doc?
Hey, unbelievable. And you know what? It's great to hear your voice. I tell you what. Keep on doing what you're doing now that you're back, and you're going to have a hell of a successful program because people enjoy hearing you, you know? And I'm really happy that you're back.
Thank you, Bob. That means a lot. You know, you can try to butter me up, but you're a very good dentist. You're the Michael Jordan of dentistry. But I'm still pissed off that you charged $200 for a cleaning about 20 years ago.
Well, hey, you know what? Now that one of your sponsors, Spirit Dental Insurance, I'm thinking about signing up for Spirit, man. You get a $5,000 a year benefit? Sign me up, my brother. Sign me up for that one. That's a great sponsor.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable, that sponsor that you have there. And
so Doc,
I got to tell you.
Doc, you know, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're from Sioux City, University of Iowa. You hung around with Stoops, Mark and Mike Stoops, and Bobby. You're Jonathan Hayes, Chuck Long. So what were you? Were you like the odd man out? Were you like the nerd of the group, or what was it?
Basically, you know, I was the smart one of the group, you know? And so we would always go out. These guys would always have all the gals, and maybe once in a while I'd get a little nut here and there, you know, just like a little squirrel. Yeah. But as they grew older and they became successful, they remembered Dr. Bob. I've been their dentist for, I don't know, 30-some years. Bob still comes up. Chuck, still see Chuck, Jonathan, and you know, Jonathan's wife was just in. I saw her here in Michigan where my wife works. In fact, my wife was working today while I was enjoying the weather here in Detroit.
I know. So you're up in Detroit. You have a practice in Des Moines, and your wife practices in Port Huron, right?
Exactly right, Marty. Yep.
Unbelievable. You guys, Dr. Bob, I like to tell the story. I forgot what the game is, but I think it was Oklahoma and K-State. It was a freezing night in Kansas City in the Big 12 title game. Do you remember that?
I sure do remember it.
So there. I'm down on the sideline, and I'm going there, and I look over, and there you are standing on the Oklahoma sideline. And you're like hanging out with Toby Keith.
Absolutely. Toby, because he's friends with Bob, has become a friend of mine. And I'll tell you, he's going through some tough times right now. He has stomach cancer, but I heard it last night, Bob. Oh, boy. What a great guy. He doesn't deserve that. He doesn't deserve it. So let's hope he can get better. And I tell you, Bob, it's exciting for Bob to be back in coaching Arlington Renegades. Got Chuck Long and John Hayes and Jay Hayes on his staff. It's incredible.
Doc, you know, there's a guy who could coach in the NFL, could go back to major college with all these opening. I mean, Purdue opened up today with Jeff Brohm taking the job back at his native, college, his alma mater, Louisville. Why does Stoops want to waste his time in the XFL? I don't mean to be critical. I love Bobby Stoops. I met his wife and he up at Tavern on Rush in Chicago. I dropped your name. He told me that don't ever mention that guy's name near me again. But all kidding aside, why does he waste his time in the XFL when he could be with any major college? I mean, he's that good.
You know, his dad died at the age of 50. Dad had a heart attack. He, you know, has high cholesterol, and his health is important to him. And he actually wanted to watch his boys play football. So he gave it up. He went to their high school game, watched them play. And then decided, you know what, enough is enough. And, you know, I thought he would come back. I thought he would come back. But this right now, fear with Oklahoma games where you can see his son Drake's, you know, receiver on the Oklahoma Sooners. And he wants to be able to spend time with the family and enjoy his life. He said there's more to life than just making money. And he's still passionate about it. But this now is a shortened season, you know, with the XFL. I don't know how many games, maybe 12 games. So I think he's really excited about it.
Yeah. Dominic, you're going to have to give me a signal. I might have gone long here, and I'm going to keep Dr. Bob, can you give me a few minutes on the other side, just a couple?
Sure, you got it. No problem.
All right, hang in. Dom, if I'm up against the break, my computer went dark here, so I'm going to throw it to break here, and we'll come back on the other side with a few more minutes with the good doctor, the mouth of Motown, right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Don't go away.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Great producer out there, Don McMenez in San Francisco, home of Sports Byline on Broadway. Check it out. Beautiful San Francisco as nightfall is just a few minutes away as we talk the world of sports here on the overnight as well at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Again, Vanguard Utility Partners, Quality Service and Integrity. Randy Byrne. Again, seven states, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Arkansas. Randy Byrne. And a wonderful guy, no question about that. Dr. Bob on the Vanguard Utility Partners hotline as he talks to us tonight from the Motor City. Hey, Doc, how disappointed were you with the Hawkeyes this year? Brian Ferentz getting too much blame? What do you think?
Well, you know what? I mean, the offense was so pathetic. Five touchdown passes with five interceptions. That's not Iowa. I mean, do I think Brian deserves some of it? Yeah, I do. But, you know, if his name was Brian Johnson, maybe he wouldn't be there. But it is tough. It's tough when you know, they've had success in the past, and now Kirk is going to reevaluate. But what's he going to reevaluate?
Well, they need a quarterback. Petras stunk. They're going to play the two freshmen probably against Kentucky. Second year in a row, too. Nothing against Mark Stoops. But, my God, do we really have to go through this whole charade with Kentucky again? But, you know, what are they getting in the McNamara kid from Michigan?
Yeah, you know what? I think he's going to try to bring receivers to Iowa. I think having a quarterback like him may draw some from the transfer portal, hopefully. But you just never know. I mean, Iowa's used to draft a lot of, highly skilled position players, but over the last few years we've lost them. Look at Charlie Jones leading for Purdue. Is that his name, Charlie Jones, I think?
Yeah, Charlie Jones, excellent receiver.
Yeah.
How do you let that guy get away?
I don't know. You know, that's real sad. And so, we got to get some playmakers. You know, get the quarterback to be able to give him the ball. But, Iowa's been so successful. Listen, Ferentz had a great career. He's done it the right way. You know, some people, want a new coach. But his reputation's been, stellar around the country, too.
Right, let's go back to the Lions. Okay, so do you remember that they lost to Philadelphia week one back on September 11, 38-35? Do you remember that, Bob?
Yeah, I do. Of course I do.
And then they beat Washington 36-27. They lost to Minnesota in a game they gave away late, 28-24. Lost 48-45 to Seattle. Went to New England and got drubbed by the Patriots 29-0. Went to Dallas and lost, part of a five-game losing streak. All right? And so then they beat Miami 31-27, Green Bay 15-9, 31-30 over the Bears, and then even beat the Giants 31-18. Doc, do you understand that they play Minnesota this week, favored at home, then the Jets, then Carolina, home to Chicago and Green Bay to finish up? If they go 3-2, they're going to be 8-9, they'll be out. But if they can win 4 out of 5, they've got a puncher's chance of going 4-5, that'd be crazy. but they could go 4-1, go 9-8, and make the playoffs. What would it mean to Motown if the Lions clawed their way into the playoffs? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I know. The place would go crazy. Listen, it's virtually a sellout. You know, now, when they were losing on their losing streak, that was when you should have bought tickets for these coming games. Because now that they've won so many in a row and they've, you know, the tickets are a lot harder to get. I could get a ticket for $20. You know, I'm going to be up in the rafters, you know, but now the seats have gone up. And listen, I like the coach, man. I loved watching them with Hard Knocks. It was great. I thought it was going to be in for a good season. But listen, they're showing improvement. And we love the Lions here in Detroit.
All right, one more thing. You live in Motown. You're in a townhome?
Yep, got a townhome here right downtown, 2 blocks from Comerica Park in Ford Field.
All right, you ready to play Truth or Dare? We're going to play Truth or Dare, okay?
Of course, I love it with you.
Okay, we're going to go Truth or Dare. If you walk out of your highfalutin fourth floor townhouse and you head towards the old Tiger Stadium, which is now Comerica, or what, Little Caesars Arena, right?
Yep.
Is it true, or do you dare to go over 200 yards from your home before you feel like your life would be endangered in Detroit?
Hey, let me tell you what. If I go 200 yards, if I walk out and I go 200 or 300 yards to the left, I'm not going there after dark. I'm fortunate. People ask me, is Detroit safe? I go, it's safer. It's safer. But, you know, we have 24-hour security around here. I mean, we have security people driving around 24 hours a day. I do believe that Detroit's a safer town, but it's still a very dangerous town, too. You know,
yeah.
But we feel pretty comfortable, you know, at least during the day for sure.
That's awesome. My good friend Dr. Bob Maher just giving us another minute here. I can talk to him forever, man. We've had so many memories over the last nearly 3 decades, Bob. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Hey. It is. And let me give you one last comment. When you talk about Bob Stoops and Coach Ferentz, Ferentz goes 8-4. He gets a 4-year contract extension. Bob Stoops goes 8-4 at Oklahoma. He gets fired.
I know. It goes to show you. It's like people don't understand. It's like I Dr. Newkirk and his wife. He has a friend, Tom Austin, who coaches at Clemson. You know, under Dabo.
Yeah.
And it's like. The people in Clemson want to hang themselves. They want to slit their wrists when they have 2 losses. You know, it's a different culture. You've been in the South. You know what it's like.
Oh yeah. Don't you think Iowa? Seriously, think about Iowa. Is the best coaching job in America. The best coaching job in America. You win 7-8 games, you get a contract extension. It's true.
It's crazy.
I mean, I'm not saying anything that's out of line. It's the truth.
Hey, I got to give you your props on something because you forgot to send it to me and I watched it. But we got to give Deion Sanders a hit. Doc, I teared up in his news conference on YouTube. I teared up listening to Deion Sanders. I was totally wrong about this guy.
Oh,
he's a good Christian. Did you watch that news conference? It blew my mind.
I did, and I watched him, and I meant to send you that latest YouTube video and stuff, and it was so incredible, Marty, that I sent it to all my buddies. My buddies were like, holy cow, that would make me want to go play for Deion Sanders. So you got to go on YouTube, and it's called The Interview, CU Head Coach Deion Sanders on the Unfair Treatment of HBCUs, Travis Hunter, and the Life in the NFL. It's an unbelievable interview. Sending some money.
It's amazing. It's an unbelievable YouTube press conference. Watch it. Hey, I think we got to run. We're out of time, man.
Okay,
I miss you. Let's do this again soon, okay?
You got it. You got it, Marty. Anytime. Welcome back, my friend.
All right. Good job. I appreciate it. That's Dr. Bob in Motown. He also hails from Sioux City, Iowa, and has a residence in the metro here. All right. We'll come back on the other side. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 as we talk the world of sports. And I've been paying attention to my screen. I hope I didn't go through the break again because I'm driving Dominic crazy. But, we'll get back on the other side. We look forward to it here on Sports Byline Broadcast. It is serious. Dom, can you throw up on the screen how much time? We got 2 minutes left. That's good. Okay, so that's good. See, my clock and his clock, I didn't sync it up with California. But I was serious about Detroit, folks. The Lions. I mean, I'm a fan right now. I'm just into this team. I was wrong about Dan Campbell. I was wrong about Goff. They're playing really good football. They're down the stretch. They had a 1-3 September, which easily could have been 3-1. Actually, could have been 4-0. They had Philly beat. They beat Washington. They gave the Minnesota game away. I didn't see the Seattle game, but if you lose 48-45, and I think they had a big lead in that game, too, if memory serves. So I'm into the Lion deal. They got the Jets. After Minnesota at home this week, they go two games on the road at the Jets, at Carolina, both winnable, Chicago and Green Bay. If they beat Minnesota coming up on Sunday, I'm telling you, it's all hands on deck. Brace yourself. All right, we'll come back. We'll do some of the hot stove stuff. We'll do what you'll be streaming and screaming about tonight sports-wise. The NBA is pretty solid. Celtics at the Suns. Lakers, Toronto, you've got no Anthony Davis, no LeBron. So that game's got a little – they looked terrible last night in Cleveland. I dipped into that a little bit. You know what? I got to throw a plug in, too, for the state of Iowa, 16th-ranked women Iowa Hawkeyes. The Lady Hawks taking on the Lady Cyclones tonight at Carver Hawkeye. That's on ESPN2, 6 o'clock Central, 7 East, and that'll be 4 on the West Coast. Iowa State women's hoop, not too bad. We'll come back on the other side, maybe squeeze in a call, but we got a lot to talk about, too, here on a Calling All Sports Wednesday edition, 7th day of December. Back after these. Don't go away here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM. And worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Randy Byrne in Iowa. Don't go away.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This week at Staples, save 40% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 40% on...
Happy holidays, Nana.
Save 40% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 40% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Okay, we're back here on Calling All Sports. Sports Byline broadcast, part of the 5 o'clock whistle. We're well past 5 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. We're into the night and into Sports Overnight America as well. We look forward to it. Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529 is the two-way sports conversation telephone number. All right, let's just recap the baseball stuff. Aaron Judge. You knew he was going back to the Yankees. They used the Giants as a pawn, you know, his native California. But the Giants didn't have a realistic chance. They just didn't. You know, first of all, the Giants offered the same money. They offered the same money. So when everyone says, hey, you know, it's a big deal. If it's a big deal about the money, then, you know, he'll go with the Giants. Well, then, you know, he took the same money from the Yankees, bottom line. So I'm not saying he's disingenuous. He wants to play in New York. And what you have to understand is with the Yankees, the 360, the 9 years at 360, almost you could probably add 20 or 30, maybe not 40, but certainly 25 to 30% in endorsement revenue. Nothing against the Giants, but the endorsement revenue you're going to get from the Yankees in the New York advertising market, Madison Avenue, you can't match that in San Francisco. Here's where you can get the endorsement money. New York, number one. The Dodgers, number two. And that's interesting because when Pujols went to the Angels, he didn't. If he had gone to the Dodgers earlier, he would have gotten crazy money. He would have got absolutely crazy money. But the Angels don't have the cachet. Otani changes that a little bit, but for the most part, it is really about New York, L.A., Dodgers in particular. You know, Ichiro did a good job up in Seattle, but don't forget, he had the whole different realm. He became a brand to his native land, which, you know, players here don't really have that for the most part. So you got to go inside the numbers really closely on Judge's contract and realize, sure, 9 years, $360 million. He's getting $40 million a year. He's going to pick up another $10 to $15 to $18, $20 million in endorsements. Therein lies the difference. So it's not comparing apples to apples. It just isn't. So That's how you have to look at that. Wilson Contreras, Cubs to the Cardinals in terms of free agency. He gets 6 years at $87.5 million. He's got big, big, big chest protector to fill there. Yadier Molina headed for retirement, obviously. He's 30 years old. He'll be the backstop till his mid-30s in St. Louis. I understand the move, though. I do. Cubs are still in the throes of a very, very arduous rebuild. And the Cardinals are going to be a contender. They've got the great, great veteran nucleus there. So they're going to be a factor in the NL Central without a doubt. In fact, they'll be in the running for the World Championship long before the Cubs will, in all probability. So that's point number two. The Red Sox with Kenley Jansen is interesting. It's a two-year, $32 million deal. This one scares me a little bit. He was lights out. You know, you could not hit him in his prime with the Dodgers. He ends up in Atlanta, and I caught him a few times, and he's shaky. I like the fact that the Sox went 2 years. They didn't go crazy. 2 years at 32, so they got $16 million a year, which by standards, folks, is a bargain. It sounds crazy to say that, but that's a pretty decent bargain for the Red Sox with Kenley Jansen. Is he the answer? We're going to find out. But Chaim Bloom is on the clock in Boston. I mean, if he doesn't get it done this year, he's gone. There's no question about it. He's going to feel the heat. And Cora, I mean, he's right with him because Chaim, say what you want, he chimed in, no pun intended, when they brought Cora back from the suspension. So it'll be very interesting to see. The Red Sox, obviously I'm a Red Sox fan, but it's going to be very interesting to see how that team comes out of the chute in 2023. And the back end of that bullpen was, well, the whole pitching staff was a disaster. I'm right now, I'm fading the Red Sox. I'm all hands on deck, but I'm not confident that this is going to be a 90-win team. You got too many good teams in that division. Baltimore, I heard Brandon Hyde today on a SiriusXM interview. That Baltimore team's got a nucleus and a farm system. They're going to be a factor. They were patient, and the Orioles are going to be a factor. I don't think there's any question about that. So we'll keep an eye on that situation as it continues to unfold on the Inner Harbor in Baltimore, because that skipper Hyde has done a heck of a job with that ball club. So, you know, that's where we go with the baseball winter meetings. Look, the biggest thing was, you know, obviously Judge, Trey Turner, you know, pretty big deal. I'm missing one. But, you know, it wasn't stop the presses. We didn't go crazy with the baseball winter meetings. Cashman re-ups in New York. Judge re-ups with the Yankees for 6 years. And that was pretty much, for the most part, the headlines at the winter baseball meetings. All right, quick skinny on the NFL as we head into, boy, it's hard to believe it, week 14 already next week. We get ready to look at it. And, you know, look at, we told you, if you look at the NFL schedule this week and in the next few weeks, it'll blow your mind. There is going to be chaos. Right now, if the playoffs were to start in the AFC, you would have Buffalo as the one seed. The Jets would visit Kansas City. That would not be an easy game if the Jets come with their A game. But the quarterbacking situation, Mike White's done a pretty good job. But is he the type of quarterback that could carry them to the playoffs? Yes. Can he carry them to a win or two in the playoffs? I would say no on the road in Kansas City. Then you've got Baltimore would host Miami in the 3-6 game. And then Tennessee will win their division in the AFC South, and they would take on Cincinnati in the 4-5 matchup. These numbers as of today, December 7th, are not going to hold. Nor are they going to hold probably in the NFC, where you've got Philly as the one seed. The 7-2 game would find Seattle at Minnesota. That's going to change. The 6-seeded Giants as of today would go to San Francisco to take on the 3-seed 49ers. That's going to change, and it'd be more likely to see San Francisco drop down a peg or two than it would to see the Giants fall out of contention. But I told you, I'm going anti-New York for the foreseeable future till the balance of the regular season. I think the Jets could fall out of the playoffs, and most definitely the Giants could if you look at the schedule. Then the 4-5 matchup, you're going to have probably an 8-9 or 9-8 Tampa team, and they got a big game this Sunday in San Francisco, and they would host the 5-seed Dallas Cowboys. And that's where you want to go. The other thing that we would do is there's a lot of rumblings, you know, that Brady is going to play next year at age 46, and it's not going to be in Tampa. So here's what I would throw out to you. Keep an eye on Garoppolo's recovery. We heard today that Garoppolo, there's a good chance that Garoppolo might be back if the 49ers were to get to the Super Bowl. And that's going to be dicey either way. Because if he is healthy and he comes back, how much rust, how much game ready would he be? Now, I don't know if there's a week or two between the Super Bowl and championship weekend, but you're going to tell me he's going to be out 7 weeks, all of 2 months pretty much, and he's going to walk into the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, and lead the 49ers to a world championship, Super Bowl championship. I think that's a stretch. So keep an eye on Brady in the offseason. It sounds like he's tipping his hand. He wants to play. It's not going to be in Tampa. So Brady goes San Francisco, which is basically his hometown. The Patriot thing is number one rumor, and it's not going to happen. That sends the wrong message. The Patriots have got a whole world of difficulty figuring out if Mac Jones was the right guy. And the jury's still out. He's only finishing up year two. So the Patriots, if they were to sign Brady even for a one-year deal, you're sending a message of desperation, a message of living in the past to your great fan base. I don't see it. I don't see Belichick buying into that. He's already gone through the whole Brady thing. This whole thing was Belichick and Brady, more Belichick helping Brady or Brady helping Belichick. Well, so far it looks like Brady was the cog and Belichick was the benefactor. That's the way it sits today, December 7th, 2022, 2 years removed. So Belichick's not going to go up to Kraft and the brain trust in New England and say, you know, I think it's a great idea. Let's bring Brady back for 1 year. It's not going to do that. So I think it's San Francisco. You know, you could throw another team or two into the mix. If you look around, you could say, you know, would Atlanta take a flyer with them for a year to kind of get their fan base? You know, Carolina, would Brady, you know, want to do that? Possibly. But I think it's really one. I think it's San Francisco. And wouldn't that be something for Garoppolo? He was in the shadow of Brady in New England. He goes out to San Francisco. He establishes himself. And then he goes, here he comes. I get hurt. I got this Brock Purdy kid from Iowa State who comes out here, holds sway. We get into the playoffs. We make a run. And maybe we fall short once again like they did a few years ago to Kansas City. And here we go again. Here comes Tom Brady for one final go-round. Very fascinating, really, to look at how that situation could potentially unfold. So I think it's a possibility. I do. I think it's would I say distinct possibility? No, but I would say a possibility nonetheless. It could be worse. You know, and the other thing too, the other team that Brady could do is Team Brady, you know, put his family back together. I think that's the longest of long shots. But the family unit will endure despite the divorce. But I would think that would be the other option. I think it's going to be San Francisco where Brady's going to say, you know what, I'm going to pack it in and call it a career, and this time I'm going to retire, and I'm going to retire for good. I'm going to retire for real. So, and he's got a 10-year, $375 million TV contract from Fox awaiting him. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We'll look at what you're going to be streaming and screaming about sports-wise tonight. Some good stuff on the tube. NBA Finals preview tonight, possible. Celtics, Tatum, Brown and company. In the Valley of the Sun to take on the Phoenix Suns. And we got decent women's game tonight. If you like women's basketball, which I do, Caitlin Clark at Iowa is worth the price of admission. Check it out tonight, ESPN2. I'm coming back to put a wrap on it. I'm Marty Terrell, Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
All right, down the home stretch we go here on a Wednesday as we talk the world of sports. Tomorrow night, we'll have comedian and comedy writer Adam Burke live from the Twin Cities. Really talented young comedy writer. So Adam Burke will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Dr. Newkirk will chime in as well. And I want to thank, speaking of the doctor, Dr. Robert Marges from Detroit tonight, talking Lions and all things Detroit, so we look forward to it. Again, Vanguard Utility Partners, quality service and integrity for over 20 years. It's Randy Byrne with the growing infrastructure of the United States and all the growth and all the government-backed infrastructure. When excavators go in, they got to be careful not to tamper and cause accidents with existing utilities, and that's where Vanguard Utility Partners gets in there and does a phenomenal job to make sure that there's no incidents, and they've been doing it for 20 years, Randy Byrne and his great company with seven states. All right, again, Celtics Suns kind of headlines the Wednesday night. I don't think there's any question about that. Chris Paul will be back. He's got the heel injury, but he is expected to go. And again, if you're – this is where I feel bad for NBA fans. Can you imagine the Raptor fans north of the border? And Nick Nurse and the Raptors are all pumped up. Here come the Lakers. And LeBron's out, and Anthony Davis looks like he got the flu and was throwing up in the locker room after he left that game last night in Cleveland where they got whacked. So we look forward to it. All right, we'll do the Thursday night football preview with Baker Mayfield. In all probability, seeing some action for the Rams tomorrow night. They'll host Las Vegas out at SoFi. We look forward to it. For the whole crew, great job out of you, Dom, once again. Dominic Jimenez, who does outstanding work. Thanks to Darren Peck and the whole crew. I know Rick Tittle and Titillating Sports hitting the road for the Army-Navy game this weekend. We'll keep you apprised of all the sports, entertainment, and comedy right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell, calling all sports, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Enjoy your Wednesday into Thursday here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.